Well, last weekend we had a fight of the year candidate in the UFC. Dan the Hangman Hooker, the Kiwi, in his lightweight bout in Vegas there, just lost in a unanimous decision to Dustin Poirier. Both fighters went to hospital after. It was brutal, and he certainly left it all there in the octagon, Dan the Hangman Hooker, who joins us on the line now from New Zealand. How are you, Dan?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Now, tell us, what was the damage? Because looking at pictures of your face, mate, it was as brutal as it gets.
Not too many injuries, if I'm being honest. I had a few cuts over one eye, so 10 stitches over one of my eyes. But as I'm pretty experienced with, stitches heal pretty quickly.
Dan, how do you come back from this? Obviously, you're a young man. You've had enormous success, and I've got to say, I love watching you fight. You're unbelievable. But mentally, what are some of the challenges now? Do you take some time to, to have a look at, you know, that fight, or are you keen just to jump back in?
I already know the mistakes I made leading into that fight, so it's pretty straightforward. You just correct the mistakes that you made and get back out there. I plan on fighting fairly soon. I would like to get one in before the end of the year and have a couple of opponents in mind.
Dan, what happens after a fight? Does Dana White get in touch with you guys, or is it more about you trying to find the guy that you want to fit and then getting in contact with Dana and then saying, hey, listen, we believe that we can, you know, get this show on the road, this match happening?
Well, the UFC take pretty good care of you after. They make sure you're medically, and they never really rush you to get back in there. And I think social media has a big part to do with it. So, you start getting interviewed and that starts getting posted on social media. So the UFC bosses, they'll follow the social media trends and see what fights the fans want to make. So they really just make the fights that the fans want.
Yeah. And after a fight like the one you've just had, how long does it take to recover, and how long, do you believe you get back into your best physical shape to get out there again?
Every fight's different. I've had like quick wins in the past, like knockout wins in a minute or 2 minutes, and come off a lot more seriously injured than I am now. Like everything I've got from the weekend is kind of just bumps and bruises and scars. So they'll heal fairly quickly. It's when you break a bone or tear a ligament, that's when you're facing a longer stretch. So there's no real time. There's no hard rule of law about when you can get back in there. It's all down to you personally and your motivation. And I'm feeling like I'm still feeling super motivated, so I'm looking to get back in.
Dan, do you have a break now from training, or you recover and straight back into it?
Me, myself, I'm a little bit crazy, so I'll jump straight back in. So I've got 12 more days in my quarantine back in New Zealand, but as soon as I'm out of here, I'll be straight back in the gym.
How close did you feel, Dan, at the end of the second round? You had Dustin Poirier really battling and you were on top. How close did you feel like you were to ending him?
Yeah, probably one or two strikes away from getting the job done. I could feel him going down. And so, I rolled the dice. I went all in and I tried to get him out of there, tried to get the finish. Just unfortunately, the round timer went off and I was stopped prematurely.
There's a really nice photo going around of your daughter being separated, across the fence from you there in New Zealand as you're in quarantine in the hotel. How did the family, react to the fight on the weekend? And how was your daughter when you saw her? And I'm sure it was great to be back home. And although you can't obviously wrap her in your arms at the moment, to at least have a conversation with her from afar.
I was actually pretty lucky. We've heard some nightmare stories about people getting bussed off to different cities to do their quarantine or 3-hour bus rides for their quarantine. So I'm in the next suburb from my house. So I'm pretty happy about that. My wife and daughter can come down every day and visit. I think she's, you know, she's got no idea why Dad's got to stay 2 metres on the other side of the fence. She keeps trying to climb through the fence.
What's the next 6 months look like for you, Dan? Who's on your radar?
Yeah, well, there's some exciting matchups. You know, they just updated the rankings, and I didn't go anywhere, so I stayed at number 5 in the rankings. Dustin moved up to number 2, and Tony Ferguson came down. So it comes down to two guys in my eyes. One above me would be Tony Ferguson, purely because it'll come down to if he wants to get back in here, back in this year. You know, Dustin's already said that he wants to wait until next year, so that leaves Tony Ferguson without an opponent. So that would be my top pick. That would be a fight that I would really be excited for. But I'm anyone underneath me, if I'm looking to get back in there before the end of the year.
Next weekend, we get to see, Fight Island over there in the UAE, and Alex Volkanovski taking on Max Holloway once again. What are your thoughts on the fight?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've just heard, you know, a few interviews of Alex, and he seems super hungry. And it's funny, like I watch the first fight, and that's Alex really holding back and trying to control himself. So I think we see him let his hands go a bit more, be a little bit more aggressive, and I think he's going to get Max out of there this weekend.
What do you think of the Fight Island concept, mate?
Oh, it's outstanding what Dana's doing to allow us to get back in there. You know, when most other sports in the world have ground to a halt, he's gone out of his way to make sure that we're able to still get in there, do what we love, and provide for our families.
Mm. Dan, I know you wouldn't have been out and about over there in Vegas, but was it weird? Because I'm assuming you've been to Vegas before when all the lights and plenty of people have been around, but what was it like in Vegas in the lead-up to that fight?
Oh, they pretty much straight from the hotel whisked us away, and the UFC had hired like an entire motel area out. So they had that all locked down. So they had us our own floor in this motel and kept us away from everyone, had our own training area, our own living spaces, you know, security guards at every door, making sure that no one can come and go. So I felt like it was pretty controlled. It was just, yeah, weird going to a UFC fight, and there was only about 10, 15 people in the room. It was very, very strange.
Well, Dan, it was a great performance despite the defeat. And, look, it was brutal. It was entertaining to watch. We'll be following your progress going ahead, that's for sure. Great to talk to you.
Cheers. Thanks. I appreciate it.